I'm in the Motor City. How are you, buddy?
I'm good. I'm in the what would you call this city? I'm in the Party City. I'm in Cabo, so we may not be able to connect mentally. It's going to be, huh? What? What?
Dude,
how
I'm
are you, Jim? Thank you for helping us promote this fabulous pay-per-view concert on this Saturday night. Thank you for making Detroit people aware of it.
Yeah, absolutely. Nugs.tv is what we've been talking about. And I would recommend it. I'm just going to say this. Get it in 4K. If you're going to watch this, watch it in 4K, right? I mean, you want it to look as good as the sound.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We filmed it with, you know, from the air, from the ground, from the sea, from boats. We did a tour. I take everybody on a tour of the island, you know, where we go around, show you all the cool spots and all that stuff. But the actual concert is in the most remote part of the island. It's like... Oh, you wouldn't believe it. It's like out in the middle of nowhere. At one end, it's very undeveloped. It's really cool.
So you're away from Avalon, then. You're on your own little side of the island there. I've been there before, so I know what you're talking about.
A 40-minute boat ride. 40 minutes. It's like clear to the other side and the other end of the island from Avalon.
Wow.
It's the undeveloped part. So we took over this beach and just built a big old stage and brought our amps and PA and a big old Marshall stacks and crank it up, and it was awesome. We played at 280 boats. It's just beautiful. It's just a special thing. It created an ambience like I've never done before, and the whole world can see the birthday bash now, which, you know, as you know, it's pretty restricted in the for the last 30 years. We get 100,000 requests for 2,000 tickets. So, you know.
So I was trying to get you. I was trying to get you a
COVID
birthday
helped
present.
Me out for. Okay.
Yeah, there you go. I was trying to get your birthday present. I found a birthday present. I couldn't get the shirt or the poster. Your very first gig in the Motor City with the Sutherland Brothers and Quiver at the Royal Oak Music Theater.
Get out of here with Montrose and myself.
That was you. That was you. That was 77. That was your first solo gig here in the Motor City.
Wow.
With Sutherland Brothers and Quiver.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I don't even remember that. How about that?
Yeah.
But then again, I just had a birthday, so, you know, I'm a day old today. I'm 1 day old today, and I'm starting to get forgetful, you know what I mean, at 1 day. Yesterday was my birthday.
Well, what do we get you for your birthday? It's not like I'm going to buy you something to drink. You've got all the best drinks in the world already. What do you get Sammy Hagar for his birthday other than buying the pay-per-view?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Well, I would say that would it. I would say you should order some rum and some tequila online. You can order it from if you go to redrocker.com, you can see how you can order it, have it delivered straight to your house, and invite some friends over, put pay-per-view on, crank it up, and throw a damn party like I would do. I mean, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do it myself. I'm going to watch myself on pay-per-view Saturday night with a bunch of friends. And my neighbors are probably going to be like, you know, beating on the door and calling the cops, but Cops, I'll invite them in too. They can watch it.
You are the man, and Catalina's so beautiful. Hey, Sammy, I want to ask you a question that I heard this. We're a big Bob Seger station, obviously, in the Motor City. Is it true you were offered the song Night Moves to record?
Absolutely. John Carter, who was the A&R guy for Capitol Records, had signed Bob Seger, and he signed me. And on my second record, which was on Capitol, which is my Red album, you know, the song Red on it and all that, he sent me Night Moves and said, I want you to record it. And I said, this is great. I love it. But, I mean, I can't record a Bob Seger song that's a hit. I'm going, what does Bob think about this? He said, Bob doesn't want to do it either. And I said, oh, man, get out of here. And then Bob ended up doing it. And now I wish I would have.
I never heard that story till recently,
Sammy.
So that's crazy, man.
I mean, I didn't have a hit for two or three more albums. It's only been three or four more years where Bob took off that year. He got the jump on me, man. That's not fair. No, I love Bob. I did when he did his Night Moves record and my Red album came out, both records came out about the same time, I opened for Bob in L.A. And I was playing that song Red, and he was coming in the back door, and he heard and he said to a DJ, I heard him doing an interview like later that year, he said, yeah, I had to have that groove, and he wrote Hollywood Nights from listening to Red. So him and I are buddies, man. Let me tell you, we're all good.
Your name came up as well on the air. We had this list of driving songs, and none of us agreed with this. One of these things that, you know, an insurance company or something puts up, because I Can't Drive 55 wasn't even in the top 10 songs, which to me is like it was sacrilege, and it was the most requested one by our listeners. And did the idea for that song come in a Ferrari? In my mind, I picture you blowing down the 405 in a Ferrari, and the song comes to you, the muse speaks. Is that right, or am I way off?
No. I was driving in New York, upstate New York, at 2 o'clock in the morning on a 4-lane highway with nobody on it, going 62 miles an hour, and a cop pulls me over, and I said, "Man, I was only going 62 because I just came back from a vacation from Africa, and they changed the speed limit while I was gone." And I'm going, "What do you mean?" He's going, "We don't drive. We drive 55 around here." And I said to the guy, "I can't drive 55. And then I started laughing to myself, and I wrote the damn song, and I bought the Ferrari with the money I got from the song. See what I mean? I didn't have the Ferrari yet.
All right. This is Mayor Muff. Now we know the rest of the story there. Again, everybody, nugs.tv is the website for the birthday bash. You go to redrocker.com. It's there as well. I'd get it in HD and the 4K. Actually, I'd go 4K with this one. You can do it all there. You, Kevin Cronin, Rick Springfield, and the Circle, obviously, and everything we've seen so far. Just I saw the small
and
part that you used.
And a tour of Catalina, like from the man himself, the ultimate tour guide, me. And for those that don't know about Nugs, Nugs is the same one that Metallica did their drive-in thing on. So if you saw the Metallica thing, just go to that same website. It's Nugs, NUGS.TV, and they're the best. They bring it to you good. So enjoy. Enjoy.
Sammy, if I can ask, can I ask you one last question? And it's more not even a question.
Absolutely.
For all the men and women who are listening right now in the Motor City that are hurting from the loss of Eddie, what would you say to them?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I would say to them the same thing that happened to me. Realize that we are mortal human beings. We're all going to die. And it's just, you know, a matter of time. But the music will live forever. When I was playing the song Right Now and during the pay-per-view, and I asked everyone in the boats to stop beeping their horns and the partying and have a moment of silence for Eddie. And when the piano part came in for Right Now, after that, the light just went off in my head. This song is immortal. It lives forever. We don't. And that will help. That helped me come to terms with it. And I sang that song like I've never sang it in my life. So I just recommend everybody realize that. It's just part of life, you know, and it's tough. But I'm still coming to grips with it. I'm just so happy that him and I reconnected, you know, at the beginning of this year. We didn't make it public because we didn't want it that way. But if that wouldn't have happened, I'd be still in deep mourning. I wouldn't be able to do this interview. But I came to peace with everything. And like I said, the music lives on, and I'll play those songs for the rest of my life.
Okay, we love you. Thank you, Sammy.
Boom.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.